The Cleveland Indians did more than just win games to make it to the World Series. They beat the money game. The team's $98 million payroll is ranked 23rd among baseball's 30 teams, and they were the only team ranked in the bottom 15 of payroll to even make the playoffs. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, owners and the Players Association face a deadline today on a new contract deal, but one of the things they're not talking about but really should be is payrolls that give an edge to big market teams.
Right, at least in my mind, they're missing the biggest problem here, still this inequity. They're talking about, well, should we have a draft for foreign players? Because right now when baseball has its draft, it has to do with, you know, just players in the U.S., high school and college players. But guys from the Dominican Republic or guys from Japan or Korea is kind of the Wild West. And then they're talking about some things about expanding the rosters to 26 players. And to me, though, it's like we got a cake here. It doesn't taste right. There's something wrong with it. And they're talking about the frosting. I mean, the frosting's interesting, and the frosting makes the cake better or whatever. But the frosting could look really nice, but if you taste the cake and it's sour and bitter, you still got a problem. And you have a problem when your bottom 15 teams, only two of them could have a winning record.
Because we're talking about $98 million payroll for the Indians versus $253 million for the Dodgers.
Right. I think the Cubs came in at almost double what the Indians had, and you could say, well, that's capitalism, that's the way it is. But other sports are not run that way.
The NFL, the NBA, and the NHL, they all have salary caps.
Yeah, like, for example, some caps are, quote, tighter than others. Like in hockey and football, the payrolls are much closer. Basketball is more exceptions. Like, that's why the Cavaliers have the highest payroll in basketball. But the Cavaliers' payroll is only about $30 to $40 million more than the lowest NBA payroll.
Okay.
It isn't. What did you say it was? $260 million for...
$253 million for the Dodgers.
Compared to, you know, $98 for the Indians, you know, it's almost two and a half times.
So why doesn't this happen? Why does baseball... How has it gone so long without a salary cap?
Because here's the other thing. It's not just ticket sales. Your big money comes from cable TV for baseball. Who do you think makes more money on their cable contract? The New England Sports Network? The Madison Square Garden Sports Network? Or Cleveland? And it's almost like you have two classes of teams that tilt the game in the favor of the major markets will not be changed by whatever they do or don't settle on in these other labor issues. And the reason is the owners of the bigger markets have always seemed to have more power and say with the baseball commissioner than those in the smaller markets.
Because of the TV dollars are so big there?
It just seems like they have a lot of influence, yeah. But it's still such a wide disparity. And that's why the Indians had to beat a lot more than just the opponents to reach the World Series.
With their $98 million payroll, the only team outside the top 15 in payroll to even make the playoffs, how did they do it?
I mean, you have to do, they always say do it the hard way. You're doing it with your players coming up through the farm system. Or you're like guys you trade for like Corey Kluber or Trevor Bauer, young players from other teams. But again, it's kind of like you're drowning. You're just going deeper and deeper, and they send you a string instead of a boat with a real rope. No, they just say here. Or something like one of those little plastic pillows you can just kind of float on until the sharks eat you.
And it doesn't seem to be changing anytime soon.
No, it's not.
Now, with the Indians making it to the World Series, does that translate into a lot of extra money?
You know what?
For
I was surprised on that. I did some checking with some executives. I thought this had to be worth a lot to them. It's worth between only $10 and $15 million because the way the thing is structured is something like 75% of the revenues go to the players for their pension fund. That was part of an old labor agreement thing. What you hope happens is that after you've made the World Series, that it translates into a lot of season ticket sales for next year. So, yeah, the Indians are going to spend more money next year. They will. But I've heard they've only sold about 1,200 to 1,500 more, 1,500 more season tickets than they were at. They were at about 7,500 season tickets, and they might get up to 9,000. That still puts them way in the bottom.
So the Indians still have to keep doing it the hard way.
You better believe it. This is Cleveland. Nothing's given. Everything's earned. Didn't the guy that won the title say that?
Terry, thanks.
Thanks.